We're having a little conversation about this interview I saw with Julia Roberts, where she talked about if you ever locked yourself in the bathroom, cried without making any noise, washed your face, fixed your hair, and came back as if nothing happened, then you're way stronger than you realize. And it made me think of my mom, that my mom had to do that so many times. When she thought we couldn't hear her, we heard her. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of people can appreciate a lot of people raised by single moms. I wasn't raised by a single mom, but certain days and weeks, I felt like I was.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's neither here nor there. Yeah. But the power of a woman, me and JD having a discussion, they're just built different than men.
They are. And I did grow up in a single household. And my mom, I remember when she was studying to be a court reporter, which is those people that type up all the like transcripts and stuff mm-hmm. when people are in court. I remember her studying and remember, I know for a fact she cried in that room as she yeah. was studying of like, I'm in survival mode. And I right. think that's kind of where it comes from, you know, where ladies, I just know sometimes you're just trying to survive. There's so many expectations and stuff.
And Sienna, you shared a beautiful story of your grandfather the day he passed away. If you don't know, Sienna has 8 jobs. Mm-hmm. And when you started with the D-backs organization, you were rally back. And these are these wonderful people that cheer up the crowd and are throwing T-shirts. And,
yes, you just have to be on all the time.
And you went on. You're new. And you went to your grandfather's funeral and then had to do that.
Yeah, well, he passed away that morning. I had to witness that, then go to the game. And then they played one of his favorite songs in the stadium. And then I went to the bathroom, cried it out, came out and threw some T-shirts and no one knew.
Tell y'all something. My grandfather, 95 years young, the original Cruz Rodriguez, when he passes, I probably won't be here. I'm going to give you guys a heads up.
And that's fair. Yeah.
Oh, my God. So just a moment, ladies, that moment where you literally, and I know it's long-winded, but call in right now,
602-805-0101.
That time you locked yourself in your bathroom, cried without making any noise, washed your face, fixed your hair, and came back as if nothing happened. Story, what's yours? All right, let's hit these phone lines. We have Susan already from Phoenix, been holding. Susan, you have one for us?
Yeah. Actually, I'm a single mom of 3, and finances. When I'm low on finances and I don't have enough to pay my bills and everything, mm-hmm. I just go in the bathroom. Sometimes I scream, I start crying, mm-hmm. and I'm like, God's got this, you know, I've got this. And I just pull myself together, wash my face, and I, you know, I just put a fake smile, but I know it's going to be okay in the end.
Right.
But yeah, I've had many, many of those.
Every month?
Every month.
And on the first of the month, does God show up?
Yes, he does.
All the time.
I make it through.
There it is. I love that. How many kids you have?
I have 3.
And they never see mama cry?
Rarely. I try to be strong in front of them. Rarely.
Doesn't it feel good to just let it out, though? Because I know you said you also add a little scream in there sometimes. When you come back out, doesn't it just like feel like a weight's lifted? It feels good to cry sometimes.
It does, actually. It just relieves something off my shoulders, and I'm like, okay, I've got this. Get it together. Yeah.
I remember we talked to somebody who did the screaming in their car. You know, they would cry, and then, you know, right before their kids hopped in, they just
I remember that.
Yeah.
So it's not a bad move. May I suggest the car instead of the bathroom next time?
Yeah, that could be it. Yeah, when you're alone in the car, yeah, that'll be better. Yeah.
Yeah. Towels deserve a break. You know, when I lived in Chicago a few years ago, when I moved out there to do radio, and blessings to have the opportunity to move back here and work with JD and Sienna. JD's heard the story. Off Lake Michigan, every morning, there's a bunch of people that go before their workday and they just scream.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah.
I don't know if they call it the morning scream or something, but I like, what a genius idea. People just park, they walk, they transit, they all meet up at this one point and it got bigger and bigger. And the loud as you can, they give the countdown and they just scream as loud as you can at the lake and get all that bad energy and that bad juju and that anxiety out. And a lot of people swear by it. It makes them feel good to get through the day.
Mm-hmm.
We need one in Phoenix. Where can we go, Susan? Where could be a good spot where Phoenicians and everyone in the valley can meet up every morning early before your work day and give a big scream?
Oh, my gosh. That's a good one. let's see.
We'll call it the Susan Scream. So everyone, it's time for the Susan Scream.
It's time for the Susie Scream.
You'll lead it.
And then like 50 years, people are going to be doing it still and be like, I don't know. Why do they call it the Susan Scream? Had no idea, but we're doing it. Be 1,000 people maybe, lined up.
Maybe at Topago Park. Maybe we can all meet at the park.
On the board. Anyone else? Any suggestions?
Tempe like- Town Lake.
Oh, yeah.
Tempe right on the Town bridge Lake. There.
Mm-hmm. Tempe Town Lake. Yep. Yep.
What about a canal somewhere? Right canal? There off the freeway by McDowell. Just that canal I see people fishing in.
Yeah. Scare all the fish. All the fishermen like, really? Guess we're going to have to find a new fishing hole. You guys keep scaring goddamn fish every morning. No, I feel like it has to be something so, where someone can just get off and do it. I think the Tempe Town Bridge might be too difficult to find parking and then walk over. So something, is that canal right off the freeway or easily... Is there a parking lot?
They can park where there's hot dogs that are being made as well as Sushi Sonora. So there's a parking lot right there.
Okay.
I'm thinking of a very specific spot.
I feel like Sienna does this already.
You know what? It's Sienna and Susan screams.
You're busting exactly. Your cover.
Oh, that's hilarious.
All right. We're going to start this up. Maybe we take a holla at us at the Morning Mess on Instagram. Where should we do the Susan scream at?
Man? Can we join you, Sienna?
Sure, why not? Come along. Me and Susan.
Sienna and Susan.
Yeah. There we go.
Well, we appreciate the call, love, and you be vulnerable enough to share that with you. You're going to be good, love.
Mm-hmm. I know. It's hard, but I'll be good.
You're good.
Thank
and
you.
As soon as we do this scream, we're going to do the red ribbon ceremony. You're cutting it.
I will. I'll be right there. All right.
Leave your kids at home. All right. We'll see you soon, Susan.
Bye.
Bye.
All right. Thank you. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye, love. All right. Any more stories you want to share, ladies? We'd love to hear from you. 602-805-0101. Just consider us your bathroom.
Yeah,
that's right.
Cry to us.
Yep. There's plenty of toilet paper in here. Come through.